And begin opening your Bibles to the book of Romans, chapter 8. And we'll be starting in verse 6. And each week as we come together, we eat a small piece of bread and we drink from a cup to remind ourselves that Jesus' body was broken and his blood was shed at the cross. And in Romans 8, Paul contrasts someone who is in the flesh with someone who is in the spirit. That is, he contrasts the spiritually dead person in the flesh, which is the unbeliever, and the one who is truly alive because of the Holy Spirit, the Christian. So let's begin reading in verse 6. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace. Because the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God. For it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. When we are in the flesh, Paul says, our minds were set on the flesh. In fact, our minds were death. Your mind was hostile towards God. And your mind could not, and you would not, subject itself to God's law. It was impossible for you to please God. Verse 9 continues. However, you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if indeed the spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. While those who are in the flesh cannot please God, that is no longer the case for those who are indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Verse 10 goes on. If Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Believer, you were once enslaved to sin. And though you still live in a body of sin, your mind and your spirit are no longer hostile towards God. And by the Holy Spirit, you are now able to subject yourself to God's law and to please God. But notice that God says he will also raise your body. If God has given you new spiritual life now, he will one day raise your physical body too. Jesus came to give his life in payment for sin. But when he left this world, he promised that he was returning again. And when he does, the Holy Spirit, believers, will raise your body so that you will dwell with Christ. And this is where believers find themselves today, waiting for the return of Christ in sinful, mortal bodies. So what should this experience be like? What should this look like for that believer? Verse 12 continues, so then, brethren, we are under obligation not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you are living according to the flesh, you're going to die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Every person is headed down one of two paths. If you are living according to the flesh, you will die. If you are living by the Spirit, you will live. Paul is still speaking here of the hope of the resurrection of the earthly body. That final resurrection unto eternal life is contrasted with the eternal death of the unbeliever. And what Paul is explaining then is this inseparable connection between those who have been given life in the Holy Spirit now and the certainty that they will also receive new life in the body when Jesus returns. And one way that this is evidenced is described in verse 13. This new life is evidenced by the believer putting to death the deeds of the body. Spiritual new life is evidenced by the believer when you engage in the task of killing the sin that remains inside of you. There's also an interesting phrase at the beginning of verse 14. If you look down, led by the Spirit. In our Christian vocabulary, we often speak about being led by the Spirit. The Spirit of God led me to do such and such. But notice how Paul describes here in this passage being led by the Spirit. What he's been talking about is you, by the Holy Spirit who indwells you and gave life to your spirit, putting to death the deeds of the body as you await Christ's return. So, believer, does this describe you? Is your life characterized by daily striving through God's Spirit, working through His Word to kill sin in your life as you set your hope on Christ's future coming? If so, praise God. Or have you grown comfortable with your sin? You know, maybe you feel the guilt of sin, but you haven't been engaged in the battle against it recently. Maybe you haven't been submitting yourself under the authority of God's word and repenting of your sin. For those truly in Christ, while we await that future redemption of our bodies when we will finally experience separation from sin, today we still sin, but we have both forgiveness in Christ, and we have a promise that God has prepared good works for us to walk in today. And He has placed within us both the desire and the capacity to obey Him and to please Him. Repent. Renew your minds in these truths today. If you're not a Christian, as the plates come by, that we'd ask that you allow them to pass in front of you without taking the cup and the bread. And we're thrilled that you're here with us today. But there is a warning for you in this passage. In verse 8 we read, in the flesh you cannot please God. You can't clean yourself up enough to please God. None of us could. Only by turning to follow Christ and relying upon His perfect sacrifice can God's wrath against you be satisfied. We beg of you, turn to Christ today. If you'd like to know more about this, we'd love for you to speak with anyone who you've seen up here on the stage this morning, or you can go after the service. One of our pastors will be back by the information table by the entrance. And so as we continue, men in the back, you can go ahead and come forward and begin to serve us. Believers, remember today that there was nothing that you could do to please God. But God was pleased with Jesus' blood shed on the cross on your behalf. And on the basis of Jesus' sacrifice, the Holy Spirit has given you new life and freed you from the slavery of sin. And the Father has indeed prepared good works for you to walk in. Praise God as you remember this today. When the bread and the juice come and you have prepared your own heart, please go ahead and drink the cup and eat the bread on your own. And then in a few minutes, Jacob will come up and he will lead us in prayer.